Welcome back to Talking Yanks Player Profile and Projections. On today's episode, we are talking about Miguel Enrique Andujar. If you do it phonetically, like bad American, Miguel.
Oh.
Enrique.
Oh.
And Andujar.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, his pronunciation guide in Baseball Reference is one of my favorites I've seen.
Andujar.
Andujar.
Yeah. It's good. That's
sounds like kind of a magician or something. And he was really a magician with the bat, Jim, but that was back in 2017. He misses most of the 2018.
2018. He missed 2019.
He was good in 2017, too, in the minors.
In the minors. And his three at-bats in the majors were rather spectacular.
He had one of the best 2017s you could possibly have. So
don't
bring that weak shit in here. Get to the chopper now.
Oh, no.
That was something.
I didn't even know the connection of how you got
on
to
your head like a helicopter.
Oh, yeah. Copper.
Helicopter. Yeah, yeah. Forget.
Yeah.
Think about it. You just forgot.
El helicopter.
And this is your life.
I didn't forget.
Forgot.
You left out a chunk before you went
forgot.
To the Arnold thing.
And it's okay.
No, I remember the helicopter.
We're 0-2 early, but.
Papa Do. You forgot that he came in second Rookie of the Year voting, and a lot of people said he should have won.
I didn't forget that.
No, you forgot?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Earlier today, you wrote about it.
That's not true. I didn't write anything today. Now we're 0-4. Bad day at the plate. Miguel Andujar didn't have a lot of those.
In 2017. In 2019, he did because he got hurt sliding back to third base.
I didn't have a lot then either. Yeah.
First series.
Bad injury.
First series of the season, the Orioles try to pick him off third base. Like, that's going to help them out.
Yeah.
Just let other teams be.
That was their whole thing.
Their catchers were so active. Andujar gets hurt. They say you need surgery. He says, no, my doctor say I can play through it.
No, I'm good.
He comes back and plays for, like, I don't know, 6 days.
Three more series.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. He goes from May 4th to May 12th playing with no shoulder.
Yeah.
And he wasn't good.
No, he wasn't good.
Mostly because he didn't have a shoulder.
35 plate appearances, and he got on base 4 times.
That's crazy. Wow.
With the 0.88 slugging.
Wow, it's really bad.
What do you get? Just 3 singles? And he made an error? So, yeah.
Tough times.
Last year's PPP was.
Yes.
His bat's amazing. We love this kid. Should have won the Rookie of the Year. Amazing. Glaber's best friend.
Yeah.
Carried us all the way through the 2018 season. It was him and Giancarlo the whole time. He just needs to improve his defense.
Why wasn't he up more in 2017?
No, that wasn't it. He just needs.
Yeah, that was a thing, remember?
Yeah, but that was a thing by one contingent of people I don't care about their opinion.
Yankee fans.
We needed his defense to be better. That was the thing.
Yes.
That was all last spring training.
The discussion.
Just watching, and he said he didn't change his throwing motion. And he looked the same. Gio steps in.
Yeah.
Much like Andujar stole third base from Drury, Gio stole third base from Andujar, and I think that's why Gio needs to be a little more scared of from Rosel Herrera. Just, you know, just
ooh,
we
you
have
think a, it's a third base thing.
We have a pattern where third base has been constantly stolen.
Could see that.
Okay. So, technically, Drury stole it from Chase Headley because they traded Chase away and brought in Drury.
That's not really a steal.
Not a steal. But I just wanted to add
not
one.
Not going to count it.
Not going to count it, but I wanted to add it.
Doesn't count. It was added. Nice.
Okay. Andujar, this spring, is getting a lot of run in left field.
Yep.
Getting some run at first base. I didn't think they would do this stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't think he would take to it well. And who knows really anything, but like, who knows? You know, you can say he looks good in the spring, but whatever. But he does look rather comfortable in left field, way more comfortable than I thought he was going
to look.
He's
impressed.
He hasn't made
any with his comfort. Not with his defense. He's impressed with his comfort level.
Yeah, that's good. Like, he'll go back and track a fly ball fine. He'll come in fine, called off a shortstop. And these are, you know, they're very routine.
If this wasn't a Yankees podcast, you should be laughing at those comments.
But Clint can't make routine plays look comfortable. It's impressed. So it's still like, all right, at least he looks comfortable on those.
Yeah.
And all the reports about his attitude are that he's eager to do this. He's having fun. He's, like, enjoying it. And Gio's got third locked up. So, Andujar has a spot on this team locked up. DHing, playing left field, playing third or first. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
But his bat, at least to break camp and start the season, will be a part of this club. And that's exciting for him.
Yeah, the debate started out, you and I kind of stumbled into this. It was kind of a Tauchman-Andujar debate. It was, you know, those guys were, one of them was going to be the odd man out in the lineup, whether you wanted Tauchman's defense and left-handed bat, or if you wanted, you know, Andujar's bat and Stanton in left, blah, blah, blah. With injuries, it's looking like both of them will end up in the opening day lineup unless something changes pretty drastically. But, man, I got to tell you what, I'm pretty bullish on Andujar. We've come a long way from kind of the praying he becomes a better third baseman, and then after a season of work, he hadn't changed his throwing motion, which seemed to be one of the biggest problems. Now the fact that he's kind of bonus points makes him, like him as a starting everyday third baseman, you have concerns. Him as a bonus piece that we might throw him in the outfield or maybe first base or DH, I mean, that's like, it feels like crazy bonus points, and it's just nuts looking back and remembering how valuable he was on that 2018 team, where he was arguably, you know, a top three MVP on that Yankees team. And, man, he, you know, if you're a WAR person, you look back and you're like, ah, Andujar, you know, he had good rookie year. He had like a 2.5 WAR, a 1.5, whatever it landed at. And you look back and he had a 4.60 WAR, which is a crazy number.
Especially for not being a defensive plus.
That's a crazy, well, no, that's his O WAR. So that's just his offense. So okay. His defense was a minus 2.2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
he was very, very
so
bad.
When you think about him as a DH or just filling in randomly, sure, knock yourself out, kid. But again, that was his rookie year, and I think your and my eyes lit up a little bit, especially during the juice ball part of last year, because it was like, damn, I mean, A, we see a lot of players whose doubles turn into homers later in their career. Last year, we saw a lot of doubles turn into homers just because of the juice ball. Miguel Andujar could have done some special things on the offensive side of the ball last year. He misses the whole season. I think you wonder if the Gio thing is calming to a degree. Like, hey, we love your bat. just go anywhere and play some defense for us or not. But I don't know. I think when he's at the plate, little to no concern.
Yeah. There was a thing where his – wasn't ours peripherals. Like his 2018 numbers say he hit into good luck.
I'm not sure. I know.
What's a BABIP? Like, what's a good BABIP?
A BABIP? I think anything over, like, 340, 350 is, like, lucky.
Oh, okay. All right. He was 316.
Yeah, I think that's kind of on par.
I thought there was some stuff that his peripherals, like, looked
I thought his peripherals were good because he barrels things. He had the exit velo. He just kind of really didn't have the launch angle.
No. When Miggy doubles.
Yeah.
The juice ball would have been fun. Hey, it could be coming back. You'd feel different if he was the starting third baseman, right? This whole show would be way different.
Yes.
That was kind of your point. As bonus, as like a sprinkle him in left, sprinkle him in third, sprinkle him at first, DH, we enjoyed that.
With the bat, he's kind of a special talent. That rookie year is kind of a funny line to look at. With all the extra base hits, I mean, he was getting compared to Yankees greats. He had an .855 OPS. The extra base hits were insane. The helicopter. And, yeah, it was just every game at third base was an adventure that we forget. It was like the Adani Echevarria times. You almost needed another player to support Miggy to get him out after the 6th, 7th inning, which they started to do.
Yeah, want to know something that's interesting about his 2018 season?
Yes.
His expected batting average versus fastballs was .294.
Sure.
And he had a .299 batting average. His expecting batting average versus breaking balls was .299.
Yeah.
It's higher. He had a .313. So those are the numbers. Like, his actual batting average was higher than his expected batting average. I think that's what I was referencing when some stats say he hit into luck. And he's still, like, you know, if we're not talking about defense and we're not talking about the injury, and it was just last year and he's building on 2018, he needs to take a little more walks, have a bit more patience, touch.
And that was the thing. Anything you would critique Miguel Andujar on offensively is anything that you would critique any young player on, like, throughout baseball history. It's, you know, the OPP needs to go up a little bit. Normally guys come up and they want to hit and they need to recognize pitches better. And, you know, that's pretty traditional. A lot of guys, like I said, the doubles turn into home runs, which, hey, even if they stay doubles, he's a special player. But if he turns a couple of those into home runs, whether it's, you know, the swing path, launch angle, or if it's getting meatier, again, I would have loved to see him with the juice balls last year. But, yeah, I mean, he had 300-plus total bases in 2018. And, yeah, it's just it shows how quickly, and if you want to say he got Wally Pipped or you want to say whatever, you just forget how quickly baseball can move and how quickly someone can make you forget, like Gio Urshela.
Yeah. He's having an average spring. Do we care about his bat and spring at all?
Not really. Just being healthy.
You trust that his bat's going to be there?
Yes. I think there's definitely something. Like, he could not be as good as his rookie year. You know, I think...
Violent swing.
It's a violent swing. But, you know, the pitchers get more tape on a hitter. You're a big second-time-through-the-league guy. I mean, he had a complete full season.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, things change in baseball pretty quickly. So, it's definitely something to monitor. And I don't know. This is kind of one of those where we try to get in players' heads, and when we talk to them in an interview, you know, you get different answers, and it's like, oh, that's how that guy's wired. You know, did Miguel Andujar walk away from his 2018 season and say, hey, I got to make these doubles homers? Or was he completely smitten with his offensive season?
Do you know what, though, Jake?
What, though, Jake?
We've been saying, like, make these doubles homers and stuff from 2018 without the juice ball. He had 27 homers. It's not like he had 17.
No.
He had a good amount of homers for, I mean, his rookie year.
The extra base hits were crazy.
But he had 47 doubles.
He was tied for second on the team in home runs in 2018.
Yeah. Interesting year to be able to say that because of the injuries and stuff, but yeah.
He had the most doubles by far.
I think he had the most doubles in America.
I'd have to check the numbers on that.
Minus a couple people.
Yeah, that... he was up there for sure.
Okay, up there for sure.
You
know where else he is up?
Where else is he up?
AffordableJerseys.com.
Yes.
They got his jersey up there.
Yes.
They got the number 41. Forgot about that.
It's kind of, you're taking a little bit of a risk getting the Andujar jersey, but also you could have a huge reward.
Well, has anyone else?
Like, if he comes out in the first 2 weeks, of April, he's going nut job, and then you're walking around in an Andujar jersey, they're like, wow.
They have Andujar jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
So they have the old ones without the Nike.
Yep.
They're like 50 bucks flat right now. Done. Plus discount code JOHNBOY.
Yeah.
Or breakdown. And then they also have the Nike, the new Nike
right
jerseys.
I thought it was Nike.
That's how they pronounce it in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nike.
That's where I'm from.
No?
No, it's not.
You're not. So go to affordablejerseys.com, get yourself some Yankees jerseys. The best thing is they don't have the names on the back.
Like the Yankees do.
The Yankees don't wear their name on the back.
Yeah.
If you want a name on the back, you can get this Mookie Betts Dodgers jersey.
Yeah.
That costs some money. It looks clean, though. The Dodgers jerseys are clean.
They're nice.
The home whites, just basic with the letters on there and the blue popping off the white.
Strong.
This is Yankees podcast, though, Jake.
Yeah, it
so
is.
So get the Andujar one.
Big time. Go Andujar over Betts for now.
AffordableJerseys.com. How many games do you think he's going to play?
Ooh. If Miguel Andujar stays healthy, we'll assume.
Uh-huh.
and this is factoring in some injuries along the rest of the team. I'm going to say like a buck 15.
Ooh, okay. Ooh.
I guess I kind of figured in like a little injury for him too. Like I think a buck 15
full,
would be
healthy.
My...
I'm not.
Oh, you're not there full healthy.
It's tough. I mean, if Judge and Stanton come back and they're healthy,
right?
If the whole thing gets pushed, due
let
to,
me know when that happens.
Pushed due to Corona, and the whole team's healthy. I'd
love to be there.
If the season gets pushed until Hicks is healthy,
if the season does get delayed, that will throw off my estimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's 100. I think I'd take the over 100 games played.
He might have been a starter anyways, like we were saying.
Yeah, yes.
Like even with Judge and Giancarlo, there was a chance that Miguel Andujar was a pretty regular starter.
That was until we found out they really want Stanton at DH. And we were a little less in on that,
right.
I think, starting. And then if Stanton's the DH and Tauchman and Andujar are both there, they might platoon with Tauchman getting all the at-bats versus righties, which is a lot more, and Andujar coming in versus lefties, and then late in the inning switching, and then you have four men on the bench, and you can do a defensive replacement if you go Tauchman to Andujar, then to Wade in the outfield.
There's just a ton of opportunity, but the whole Yankees lineup, only two of the same lineup last year, especially if they're willing to throw them out in left field on the road. We'll see about that. But first base, third base, DH, I just think he's going to be out there if he's healthy. I mean, look at the names in the past 2 years that get at-bats. I mean, I'm looking back at the 2018 team. I mean, you know, Tyler Austin had 132 plate appearances.
He was our starting first baseman.
Yeah, I mean, let's go back to last year was 2019, we'll call it.
Yep.
This is always a fun game. Who got a ton of plate appearances? I mean, Didi had 344. It's not a... Cameron Maben had 269 plate appearances. Hicks, 255. Edwin,
only seven guys over 100 games, though.
Edwin, 197. Mike Ford, 163. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And, like, I, you know, if he's healthy and available, I think he's over that 100 games.
Yeah. Yeah, it all depends on injuries and stuff. But if your seven guys are your top seven, he's not in there. If everyone's healthy, he's not getting 100 games.
Yeah, it kind of it turns into a what's healthy.
It's an injury. It's all around injuries.
It goes back to that original debate. Yeah. So
you know what?
And everyone's going to get hurt.
You know what? Baseball projection.
That's just what happens.
Baseball projection. Baseball reference has him projected
like
to
half a season.
71 games.
Yeah.
71 games.
Which, again, they're going off a year where he played a lot and a year he didn't play.
Yeah, with a lot of good numbers, though.
Their computer wouldn't like him. Yeah, and I think that's more important. They have him 279 batting average, a 323 OBP, and an 817 OPS. So, I mean, that would be a step down. Would that still be – I feel like that kind of performance would be not – it's not a loss, but it's not a win either. Like, he's taking a step down in pretty much every category there.
It Andujar's season doesn't depend on Andujar entirely.
Wow.
Is that fair to say?
Kind of.
Like, if he is healthy, he may
he's
be
he's going
playing...
to get opportunities. So
he's going
to
get a lot.
I'm going to disagree with you, because I think if he looks like Miguel and Andujar in his opportunities, he's going to play a lot.
Where? If everyone else is healthy?
Anywhere, man.
Anywhere. You think they're going to throw him out like a starting left fielder in Yankee Stadium? Just
not in Yankee Stadium, on the road. I could see him DH. I could see him at third. I could see him at first.
If everyone is healthy and everyone's performing, Andujar's out of luck.
Right.
If Tauchman's
healthy.
How
often did that happen last year?
Not a lot, but that's why I'm saying. None. I'm saying there's a lot of factors that aren't Andujar.
Right, but they're almost not actual factors. Like, again, like the factor you're mentioning happened twice last year.
Yeah. If above him in the outfield, Tauchman, Gardy, Judge, Stanton, Hicks. Five dudes.
Three of those are currently hurt.
Yeah, but if three of them are healthy and performing for a majority of the season, that bumps Andujar out of getting starts in the outfield. If Stanton is healthy and performing, that bumps Andujar from getting any spots at DH.
Potentially.
And then in the infield, Gio, DJ, Glaber. So if everyone's healthy and performing, Andujar is hurt. You can't say that for a lot of other guys on the team.
Yeah, but again, that's the situation you just mentioned didn't happen all of last year. So,
but
and,
also
you
the
left
biggest
out first base where
biggest albatross, that, most injuries a team's ever had in the history of baseball.
Right,
not the norm.
But there's still going to be injuries.
Of course,
it's not like it's going to balance out. Yeah, we mentioned three of those five outfielders are already hurt. The first base thing could get interesting. I think that could be something. We should do our biggest hot takes with the beat reporters again, because that was funny last year. But is there a world where there's a Miguel Andujar, Luke Voit debate in May? Could see it. Crazier things have happened.
The easiest way for Andujar to get a ton of playing time is for Stan to stay injured.
Yeah, which happens.
Which happened all last year. Yeah. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I think his bat's going to be there. I think if Gio gets injured, they may throw him at third, but it's not going to be everyday third base. Like they're going to be scrambling for something better come postseason.
Yeah, I think, in the regular season, I think they'd be fine with it. Because I think, like we said, with this Yankees team, the regular season only matters so much. The goals are going to be in October. So I think, like we said in 2019, there's going to be a period where if Miguel Andujar is asked to play the hot corner, they're going to let it be his, like, hey, you worked on this. Like, let's see it, kid. And you're right. I mean, we don't have the expectations that looks good, but if Urshela goes down, he will get a look there. And it'll be interesting to see how he looks there and how quickly the Yankees would say, well, let's put LeMahieu at third and put Wade or Tyro at second or something like that. So I don't know. I just, like you're saying, yes, in the vacuum, if everyone's healthy and right, it would be a tough time between Tauchman and Andujar. That's where we started the season before all the injuries started happening again, before the season even took place. I think if he's around, man, he's going to walk his way into a lot of at-bats, and when he gets at-bats, he does really well.
Yeah. It's just interesting that we have a guy that we don't trust anywhere in the field, but we like his bat.
Yeah, and it's also, I mean, baseball's
like,
going that way.
He's
not
Zobrist or Wade. It's not like we like, hey, there's an opening in left field. Andujar, you're out there. It's very much hold your breath, throw him out there, and fucking pray.
Hey, maybe him and Wade become a tag team. Andujar, you're going to start the first six innings. Wade, go save him. We just saw Mike Moustakas, who was known as a stocky third baseman, get a job to be the full-time second baseman for the Cincinnati Reds. Defense has been devalued a little bit. And if Miguel Andujar can hit with that .855 OPS or even better, like they're going to put him out somewhere.
Yep. And then see. And that's the interesting part. It'd be really frustrating if his bat didn't come around. But I don't even think that's...
And that's what I'm saying. And that's, again, we're not saying too different of a thing, but like Miguel Andujar is going to get his opportunity. And the question is, and that's where I do feel it is up to him. It's going to be, can you be that dude from 2018? Because if you are, then we have to find a way to get you in the lineup.
Yeah.
Hot start, pretty important for Miguel Andujar. Because then, I mean, you could potentially be talking like minor league stuff.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Easily. It all depends. But it'll be interesting. I mean, if Stan's injured, I think he's the DH. If Stan's not, and they want Stanton in the DH role, it's going to be very hard to find Miggy spots.
Yeah, the Stanton stuff will be important to tracking him. I think either way, he will find a way.
So you think they're going to throw him in left field? Like, I still don't think that's real.
In road games. The regular season is still a trial period for the Yankees.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, who's your left fielder in home games then? Like, if it's coming down to that.
Tauchman.
And then in the road games, you're going to sit Tauchman for Andujar?
Well, right now we need someone in right field, too.
I know. Andujar can beat out Clint in the outfield.
And it gets crazy, yeah. I mean, both... Maybe those guys are competing for a lot of at-bats, too. Who knows? Right now, I think they're both starting.
It's very interesting. That defensive battle between Andujar and Clint is very interesting.
Yeah.
You're talking about a guy who hasn't played outfield since he was 16 years old. He's now 25. And you're talking about a guy who's been playing outfield since he was 2 years old.
Can he catch a fly ball?
Both 25, competing for the same position. Tough break for the one guy who's been playing his whole life.
Yeah, no comment.
Yeah, all right. Well, see you later. That was the end of the Andujar episode.